So my name is Raina Hawk. I am a senior, and this is Miss Covington, Lisa Covington. She is an English teacher here at Enloe. Okay, so my first question was, you have a very personal approach to teaching. Like, you tend to do things like reflections, where I've heard numerous people say that that's something that's personally affected me. And, like, I have friends who've, like, cried writing these letters to you and things like that. And so I was wondering how that came to be, why you chose to make such a, like, personal approach to the classroom.
That's interesting. I think that most of us are taught that we're supposed to have students reflect on their work. But now, at the beginning of the year, I know I ask you guys, have you guys fill out a questionnaire so that I can learn more about you. And then the reflections each quarter is for you to check yourself, but I got tired of them being strictly academic. Asking over and over again, how can you improve on your reading quizzes and these kinds of things, when the bottom line is you just need to read and this sort of thing. So that's an interesting question. I think I do like to know who my students are as human beings, because some of those questionnaires and reflections tell me more than I will ever learn in a classroom conversation that's usually fairly academic. And it also helps me differentiate when I know. Things come out in those reflections that let me know that kids are experiencing difficulties a lot of the time, and I can use that to sort of have a more gentle understanding of why someone is not doing well, why someone's angry, or why someone's exhausted, what someone's point of view might be about a political subject, these kinds of things. But also, I just like knowing who you guys are and hearing your voices outside of literary analysis.
How do you think you've changed throughout the years? Even from just me as a freshman seeing you and me as a senior seeing you, I've seen some changes, so.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I'd be interested to hear what those are. But I did not get this way as far as understanding overnight. When I started teaching, I was much more unforgiving as far as late work. I think I was more rigid, and the one thing that now what I try to do is to be as relaxed as I can without it making my job impossible. For instance, relax that someone turns in late work until late work becomes such that I cannot handle it. So that's one thing. I think I'm much wiser than I used to be. I'd like to say I'm more organized. I'm not sure that that's the case. I don't know. What changes did you notice just between in the last 4 years? Did you actually see something different?
It's honestly probably because it was a freshman class versus a senior
I'm much
class. Like,
stricter
that's
with
a
my
lot different.
freshmen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I remember freshman year, like, again, I did really enjoy the class. Like, CNC was probably my favorite class freshman year, especially. But, like, much more strict. I remember the test being so intense and just coming in as a freshman and being like, is this what English is going to be like? And then sophomore year, my teacher was very, I honestly didn't feel challenged at all. And then I had Miss Jackson junior year, and that was like
Fantastic.
fantastic. I love Miss Jackson. She's a great teacher. And then I had you senior year, and that was also amazing, because it's like two back-to-back like amazing English teachers that I genuinely enjoyed. But yeah, the way you approach your senior class and your freshman class is very different. Definitely a lot more relaxed senior year. I definitely felt like more of a peer than like a student, which again makes perfect sense. We were kids, I mean. And yeah, I don't know if that's a you change or a teaching change, but maybe it's both.